listening to, read, listen, and write the information.
Well, here I am at the National Airport in Portugal, and today's report is about the different situations that staff members have to deal with regularly. Here is Carol Varela, whose job it is helping travelers find the right areas they need to go to. Carol, good evening. It's clearly a busy day. We appreciate your talking to us.
Hey, good evening, Suzanne. It's great talking to you.
Tell us what working as an information assistant is like.
Well, I never thought I would be doing this, as I'd always dreamt about working in an office as a secretary. I can't tell assisting travelers is always fun. Despite it not being their first time traveling by plane, they are always asking which way they should go, so referring them to wherever they need to go to is commonplace.
What do you mean by despite it not being their first time traveling?
Well, I grew up in a small town and we always had the same problems, the same things going on, and you see the same people frequently. Here at the airport, it's pretty much the same. I mean, almost always the same people. That's why I think working here is not that exciting. You know, it's like I can foresee what's going to happen next or what kind of help someone is going to ask for the moment I see them approaching my stand.
Have you ever had any weird experiences?
Yes. I remember this day on which I was on the go, as it is the custom. There was this woman walking around like if she were lost, like if she were on another planet, completely disorientated. She was like, "Excuse me, what country are we in?" And I was, "Oh, we're in Portugal. Are you okay? Do you need something?" She just started to speak so loud. She looked completely scared. She said, "Oh, Portugal, could you double check? I needed to go to Spain. Are you sure?" What happened was that she slept all the way through the flight. I'm sure she forgot she got on a two-stop plane. It must have been a terrible experience for her. She was in another country. She didn't know where she was, and all her baggage and belongings were taken to Spain. This experience was so weird that it got stuck in my head, and everybody talks about it ever since.
Wow, what a story. Well, thanks for the interview, Carol. Have a lovely day.
Oh, thanks. You too.
Here at National Airport, helping travelers with their inquiries is something that can't be done without the help from the monitoring staff. Let's now talk to Randall Watson. Randall, how are you today?
I am just great.
Security is a major duty, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We always have people going back and forth, and for that reason, it's quite difficult for us to spot people in disguise showing low behavior. And well, we've also had things like stealing and fighting. That's why working as a monitor officer is very demanding. It requires physical effort, as you have to be walking around the place all the time, and keeping an eye on people is a bit, say, awkward. Oftentimes, travelers look at me with a "what are you looking at" face, and looking at people giving me that look doesn't make me feel free. You know, it's not a good feeling. I've got to do it because it's part of my job, though.
So, from the monitoring room, you spot any suspicious activity, right?
Yes, but the fact that we must come down here for close monitoring is an indicator that the information we get in the monitoring room is not reliable, as it is very varied. And I think that's the only thing I don't take pleasure from, you know, getting a picture of what's going on, and based on that, making decisions and actions take immediately, and then once you get down here, you commonly find something completely different. So, not a thing to get pleasure from. Oh, thanks for the interview. We gotta go. They want me there in the monitoring room. Take care. Bye.
All right, there you go, folks. That's pretty much what working at the National Airport is like. And there's another thing I'd like to point out. Carol Varela said something about the waiting area when there are delays. She said that it was not spacious. It gets crammed quickly every day. And that travelers, among other things, use this as a grounds for complaints.
Outstanding report, Susan. Thanks a lot and have a lovely day. And now back in the studio.